Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 353, How to Change Your Eating Patterns, part 2, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your narrator of blogs covering health and fitness. I read to you from some of the most popular blogs out there, with permission from the authors. Today being part 2 from yesterday. So those of you who have been listening all week know that I've been prepping for family Thanksgiving feast at my house tomorrow. Yesterday, I was doing a deep clean. Today, it's making sure that we have everything, all the dishware, all the glasses, make sure those are clean and ready to go. But I think we're on top of it. I think I might reward myself tonight before all the craziness happens tomorrow with a little Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. If you haven't seen that movie, it's a Thanksgiving classic. Steve Martin, John Candy, John Hughes, just perfect. And like I mentioned, this is a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here or skipping around, it'd probably be best to start with yesterday's episode first. But if you're caught up, let's jump right in, hear part 2, and continue optimizing your life. How to Change Your Eating Patterns, part 2, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. Shaking up the patterns. I'm usually a fan of slow changes, but lately I've been realizing that it can be helpful to really give our patterns a good shakeup. How do we do that? By giving ourselves a line to stick to. Here's what I mean. When we meditate, by trying to focus our attention on our breathing, it becomes very obvious once our attention wanders to a chain of thoughts. Without the line drawn in the sand, trying to stick to watching our breathing, it's hard to notice the mental patterns of impatience, frustration, harshness, retreating into our stories, rationalizing, etc. The breath is the line that we try to stick to, and the line helps us see what's going on. So, create a line to stick to for eating patterns. I recommend that your line be a meal plan that you try to stick to for 1 month. By trying to stick to a meal plan, it becomes very obvious when you binge or eat a bunch of afternoon snacks or a breakfast of pastries and a latte. Your patterns start to become obvious. And when you learn that you can actually stick to the meal plan, the patterns start to fall apart. You're aware of them, but you're no longer tied to them. You start to free yourself. Here's what I recommend. 1. Make a simple, healthy meal plan. Pick a healthy breakfast, a healthy lunch, a healthy dinner, and a healthy snack or two. Enter it into an online food tracker to see how the calories add up. I shoot for 250 to 500 calories below my maintenance level to lose weight. Keep it simple to prepare, based almost entirely on healthy, whole foods, not processed foods. Again, veggies, beans, nuts, whole grains, fruits. By the way, I pick one healthy meal and eat it for both lunch and dinner every night of the week to keep things simple. 2, plan for indulgences. Don't make it a sacrifice. Include delicious, nutritious foods, including indulgences like dark chocolate, red wine, coffee, berries, and tea, and include a couple free meals each week. Don't pig out, just eat moderately, but whatever you want. 3, stick to it for a month. Give your habit time to change. Challenge yourself to stick to the meal plan with 2 free meals per week for a month. This will give your mind and body time to adjust to new habits. 4, clean up your environment. Keep junk food out of your house. Have healthy alternatives to your usual comforts, fruits instead of sweets, air pop popcorn or carrots and hummus instead of chips. 5, prep to make it easy. If you eat the same lunch every day and the same dinner every day, prepare them in advance so that it's easy to eat when it's mealtime. 6, have strategies for restaurants and social eating. If you have to go out, either make it one of your free meals and remember to eat moderately, or plan what meal you'll be eating. For example, you can look at the menu online and know that you'll have lentil soup with a salad or black bean tacos with guac. If you're going to a party, prepare your healthy food and bring it to the party. 7, give yourself time to adjust to new foods. If you don't like the taste of vegetables at first, try eating them every day for a week. You'll start to like them. So that's the plan. Make a simple, healthy meal plan and stick to it every day for a month with 2 free meals per week. Clean up your food environment. Don't make it a super sacrifice. Yes, this is a bit boring, but if you rebel against that, it shows you a pattern that you need excitement in your food. But actually, that's not something we need to get from food. Food is not entertainment, it's sustenance. You'll start to see your patterns if you try this plan. You'll become very aware of what you're rebelling against and what your failures are and why, and you'll be able to focus on those and get better at them. Finding a fresh alternative. What happens when the month is over? Must we stick to a meal plan forever? No, but we can now step outside our old patterns and choose a fresh alternative. Like what? Some ideas for alternatives to our old patterns are as follows. 1. Plan healthy meals for the week. 2. Eat healthier alternatives to our old comfort foods and snacks. 3. Change our food environment to be more conducive to health. 4. Change our social eating to be a bit healthier. 5. Find other ways to cope with stress, like meditation. Find other ways to comfort ourselves, like a walk, take a bath, drink some tea, or socialize, go for a hike. 6. Adjust to new healthy foods and find joy in the deliciousness of nutritiousness. And 7. Letting go of shame around food, and instead, just seeing it as nourishment. Now, I'm not going to tell you what alternatives you should choose, but only recommend that you allow yourself some time to contemplate how you'd like to live. Fresh alternatives are available once we shine a light on our old patterns and break away from them. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, How to Change Your Eating Patterns by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So, when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For me, the 2 things that help me manage my weight, because I do, believe it or not, have the propensity to gain weight, is first, eat till I feel satisfied, not till I feel full. Now, I know it's really ironic that we're talking about all these changes to our eating patterns with Thanksgiving happening tomorrow here in the US. So this may not be the perfect time to try all these things, but what I found is when I stop eating at the point I feel satisfied, meaning the hunger has gone away, I'm not full. Full is, think of it this way, tomorrow, fast forward to tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, and you've had 4 helpings of everything and are now trying to pack some dessert in. That's feeling full. But I tend to stop right when I feel satisfied, where the hunger has gone away. I don't get to the point of discomfort, where the belt's starting to get loosened and I have to flop on the couch and watch the football game because I'm so full. That's when you've consumed too many calories. So that's one thing that I really try and stick to. And I actually like it so much better. I like the feeling of just being satisfied and not having that discomfort from eating too much. The other trick kind of goes hand in hand. I changed my food environment. So those foods that I know are problem foods, like the leftover Halloween candy that we still have, or the chocolate chip cookies from Costco, those aren't sitting out on my countertop. Those go in the pantry on a top shelf or a very bottom shelf where I don't see it all that often. And along with that, prep. I don't hate vegetables, but I'm lazy just like everyone else. I won't eat them if they're not ready to go. And so what my wife and I do, as soon as we get home from the grocery store, when we're all motivated and excited because we bought all this nutritious food, is we prep the vegetables. We wash them, we dry them, and we separate them. We put them in clear containers in the fridge at eye level, and so they are ready to go. So every day when I'm grabbing lunch, I grab a container of vegetables. It's ready to go. I don't have to think about it. Now again, I know the timing of this may be a little tricky with Thanksgiving tomorrow. So maybe next week, after you've had your Thanksgiving weekend, come back, re-listen to this episode, because I have a feeling you're going to want to know this information, especially after maybe going a little overboard this weekend. Now that's it for today. I hope you're having, again, a wonderful week. Thank you for listening as always. I will be back for tomorrow for a Thanksgiving episode. I'm going to record it in advance, but come back because it's a wonderful post from Nia Shanks. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.